Hello, everyone. I don't have an opening song or anyone announcing me tonight. Right now, we're making some changes to the medium's view. And starting in January, I'm going to have a new date and time, or day and time, that I will be doing my show. We're going to be changing from the first Monday of the month to the third Wednesday of the month. And the time will still be the same, from 8 to 9 p.m. And the very first Wednesday show will be January 20th, 2016. Yes, the new year is going to be here very shortly. So as far as the first Monday of January, I won't be doing a show because of the day change, which is to the third Wednesday of every month. And my first show again will be January 20th from 8 to 9 p.m., and that's Eastern time. So I want to welcome all of you to Angel Talk. I'm Roseanne Turek. Welcome back to those of you who listen every month. Tonight we are talking about Archangel Gabriel and St. Nicholas. I thought St. Nicholas is appropriate as Christmas is around the corner and many Christians are preparing for that special day. Tonight we also have the angel number. Tonight it's 77, and this is from Angel Numbers 101. By Doreen Virtue. It's a book, and you can also download it on your Kindle. And that's what I did because it just seems like whenever I needed that book, it disappeared. So sometimes I'm not sure if it's human error or it's just spirit playing little games with me. So if we go to the Angel Numbers 101 and look up the number 77, the message is, keep up the great work. Everything you are doing right now has the Midas touch. And I couldn't ask for a better message. I hope any of you that are out there trying to manifest, you hear this message because it's also speaking to you as well. So a lot, again, has happened since the last time that we saw each other. I have taught another introduction to the angels class up in the Clark Summit area, and this is the third time that I've taught the same class, and it's doing really well. People are feeling uplifted after the class, which as a teacher I can't ask for anything more. If anyone is listening and they would like to talk to me, you could just hit or press the number 1 on your telephone or computer if you're listening to Skype. The number to call in with questions while I'm live here is 646-478-3589. And again, that number is 646-478-3589. So pretty much right now I'm kind of confused with the way this my studio here looks tonight. So I believe I'm broadcasting, but it just doesn't look the way the studio normally looks here. So we'll just cross our fingers that I'm not talking into the air here for no reason, but it wouldn't be the first time I've talked to myself. So let's talk a little bit about Archangel Gabriel, and she's one of the angels that I use a lot besides Michael and Raphael. I use her a lot, and in my personal life, if not you know, when I'm doing readings as well. But as far as angel energy, many people usually associate Gabriel as male energy because of the blowing the horn with the walls of Jericho tumbling down in the Bible. But Doreen Virtue, who I follow her teachings, she believes that Archangel Gabriel is more of a soft feminine energy. And, you know, in the deck, the Archangel Oracle card deck, there's three Gabriel cards. The first one is leadership, the second one nurture, and the third is creative writing. So just to give you an idea a little bit about Gabriel and what Gabriel does, delivering important and clear messages. Biblically, when Mary found out she was pregnant, it was Gabriel. When John the Baptist, his mother, Elizabeth, found out it was her husband where the angel had appeared. And also, we had the walls of Jericho again when Gabriel blew his horn, or her horn, however you want to think of Gabriel. So delivering important and clear messages is one thing. Helping those who are messengers. So any of you out there that are teachers, if you're a writer, an artist, or even an actor, anyone who has a message to get out there. Again, that is our angel, Archangel Gabriel, to help us. Gabriel also assists with all aspects of parenting, including conception, adoption, and birth. So for anybody out there that is trying to conceive, even trying to find a doctor that would help you to accomplish that goal by giving you the proper medical care. And then, of course, with the adoption, that, you know, that everyone gets along, that the baby that you're meant to adopt you can find very easily, and that the mother and father of the child that are giving the baby up for adoption is certainly 100% sure about doing that. So those are things that Gabriel can help you with, as well as birth. You know, whether it's an easy birth or a difficult birth, you know, you can always call on Gabriel to help you, you know, help relax you, help you find the right medical care, eat the right food, you know, anything you need. So with all the archangels, they also have a halo color. And for Gabriel, that color happens to be copper. For those of you that like to use gemstones, Gabriel's gemstone is not only copper, but also citrine. So a lot of us who are healers, you know, you can call in the angels to help heal, as well as use the gemstones on different chakras, part of the body. And citrine or copper would certainly be a good one for the solar plexus area. Now, the thing with copper that's interesting is it repels negativity. And if you ever get any gem jewelry and it's what they call wired, where it has nice wire wrapped around the gemstone into a pendant, copper is one of the best wires to have, because one, it repels the negativity of this earth plane, as well as it enhances the vibration of the gemstone you're wearing. Now, when we talk gemstones, we're talking, you know, vibration, and this a gemstone is something of God's creation, and many of us like to hold a gemstone in our pocket or, you know, or in our hand, just as a reminder to remember that a certain angel is working with you on a particular goal or trying to manifest. So it's not that we pray to stones or gemstones. It's that we want to attract the angel's energy. So citrine and copper happen to vibrate at the same vibration as Archangel Gabriel. And again, it's, you know, we're human, so it's nice to have one in your pocket if you're working with a particular angel, so that when you reach in your pocket, you remember the gemstone, and then you just say a little prayer. You know, with this, you know, if I'm going to do a speech or if I'm going to do any teaching or lecturing, you know, I would hold citrine and just ask Gabriel to be with me and give me the right words and get the communication out that I need to convey to the audience, or give me the right words that I'm writing so that whoever is listening, whoever I'm communicating to, will get the most benefit from. So again, if for some reason it's not showing me, even though it's saying I'm on air, nothing is really happening here. So I may not be broadcasting at all. But again, let's see, because I'm not showing any microphone, I'm not showing anything other than hearing that I'm on the line. So let's go to the first card, which is leadership. The other interesting thing before I go into leadership is the trait of Gabriel is nurturing and hard working parent. So if you need someone who's nurturing and hard working on the other side, that's going to help you, is be a hard working parent and set an example and help you with your parenting, that's Gabriel. And also, if you do any of the angel tarot by Doreen Virtue and you happen to have the Gabriel card in that tarot deck come up, but that may be representing someone whose astrological sign is Cancer. And that would depend on the other cards. If the question is about a certain person, you know, it would then talk about either the person being a Cancer or someone around them who is a Cancer, if that Gabriel card would come up in the Angel Tarot. So, let's start again with the Nurture card. As Nurture card is saying, it's printed, is on the card, is as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. So if I'm doing a reading and I see that Archangel Gabriel Nurture card is showing up in your reading, a lot of times I've already discussed with them maybe a health issue where they're not getting enough rest or eating proper food, and then I'll see the Nurture card. So if you're, you know, working too hard or you're not getting enough support from spouse or other adults in your household and there are young children that need attention, sometimes it's best for us to ask for help so that we can get proper rest, because pretty much people know when mom's not happy, nobody's happy. So when the nurture card comes up, a lot of times it may be for a person that just gives so much of themselves that they forget to ask for help. Or there's a sense of pride in taking care of their family, and they feel that if they would ask for help, that it would be they are less of a mother or parent than they really are. And all that does is just set you up for some failure. And, you know, we're very good at being very judgmental on ourselves and very hard on ourselves, but there's nothing wrong with delegating some things. And if you have to delegate a couple chores so you can have some quiet time, so you can have a nice bath or just have meditation time, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, because in the long run, you're going to be a happier person and the rest of the family is going to be happy. So don't be afraid to do that. The next card that is a Gabriel card is leadership. And the leadership card says it is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. A lot of times we know what needs to be done, but we're waiting for someone else to step up, or we feel it isn't our job to do so. So when the leadership card comes up in a spread, it's saying to you that you need to voice your opinion, that you need to step up because you are a powerful leader. And, you know, being the boss, you don't have to be cranky. And you don't even have to be bossy to be a boss. There's, you know, you certainly, there are politically correct ways. And there's a lot of positive motivation that you can work with your employees with. The most simplest motivators are just plain old manners. Please and thank you. Even compliments. You know, thank you for writing up that report. You got it done really quickly and did a great job. That kind of talk goes a lot long, you know, a longer way than just complaining. And in today's workplace, there's a lot of negativity, especially, I don't know about you, but I've been hearing lots of stories about people on behavioral drugs, you know, for mood enhancers, antidepressants. So it really is getting to be a more difficult work place to try to get people to work together and cooperate. And again, you know, the old-fashioned please and thank you, I found, has been the most beneficial for me. You know, and also I do teach responsibility. You know, if I'm not getting my work done, you know, I'll state why it's not getting done and take responsibility for it. But if I'm going to just stand there and make every excuse in the book, I'm not taking responsibility. I'm just plain old making up excuses. So I find that, you know, as a leader, as a manager, I wouldn't ask someone to do something that I wouldn't want to do. And if it's something that isn't very pleasing, I certainly offer to help the person to just try to get down to their level, you know, that I'm just not spouting out orders. And, you know, that just goes a long way. So the next Gabriel card happens to be the creative writing card. And one of these days I'll have my book done. I'm working on a book for the public that is kind of my story, as well as examples of mediumship, what it's like, lessons I've learned, and examples that I'm using from some of my favorite readings. And there's been many favorite readings that Spirit has given me some amazing evidential information. So I'm hoping, you know, maybe within a year I'll have it done, at least a good rough draft of it. And many of my students, I've run it by them before, and they've certainly enjoyed the stories that I've read to them. And, you know, that's what I love about having students, because when you write a new class, you have new class material, you can do some of the exercises and see how they like it before you incorporate it into a day class or a four-hour workshop. So my students are very important to me, and they, so that I can be a better teacher as well. They're my guinea pigs, and they don't mind getting, a lot of times they don't mind getting a free reading even. That certainly helps me as well as them. So the creative writing, that's the third card, and it says make time to write down your thoughts in a journal or pen an article in or a book. Now, creative writing, I love. I love when that book, that card comes out in a reading, because a lot of times what's happening is the person may be having some emotional issues. And with that, when I see the creative writing card, I'll suggest that they do some journaling. And if there's anything, like any type of emotion that comes bubbling up, and you really can't share it with somebody, you know, maybe you're afraid that they'll judge you, there's nothing wrong with, I tell people to shred it or to burn it. And when you're shredding it or burning it, you're also making the intention that you're releasing that energy up to Spirit. Because you don't, anything that troubles you, you don't want to keep thinking about it. You don't want to keep writing about it night after night, because all that's doing is it's keeping that thought, that negativity in your aura. And you do want a journal to get it out of your physical body, but the energy is still there. And that's why, you know, burning it or shredding it, destroying it some way, and with the intention of releasing that energy from your aura and releasing the emotions from your body and your mind, will certainly help push that energy away. Also, I always, you know, when something's really bothering me and it gets to the point where you think about it so much, it's like a vortex of energy around you, you know, almost like, you know, pig pen has the swirly dirt smell around him. Well, that's what happens when we have negativity, when we're just thinking of negative thoughts. And things like gossip and things, hurtful things that people have said to us, or maybe just things, hurtful things that we think of ourselves, think about to ourselves. So you need to get rid of that and, you know, write it down and, you know, again, release it. You know, and anyone that, you know, if you're continually writing bad things about yourself, then I then suggest that you, you know, may want to look into a therapist so that you can see why your thoughts are that negative. Because, you know, my, the best gift I could have given to my son or anyone in my family is the gift of a therapist. As parents, we try to, or even, you know, brothers or sisters, we try to support our family, but sometimes it's beyond our expertise that we need to bring, you know, have an expert come into the mix. And, you know, there's no, you know, there's nothing wrong with, if you don't feel comfortable with a particular therapist, you know, go to another one until you find the right one. But after a while, if you keep having the repeated message from the therapist that you don't like, maybe it's time you really listen and admit that they're right, and it's, you know, that maybe, you know, that your thinking is wrong. But, you know, the whole point is for you to get better, for you to get into a better place. And again, creative writing is one of the things that I like to do. I like to do journals. And if anyone has the type of job that they're a teacher, or they're a lecturer, if they write short stories for article, like an article in a magazine, or even the newspaper, there's nothing wrong with asking Archangel Gabriel to come around so that you can get some motivation. I do that a lot. My day job, I describe products, and sometimes working 8 hours describing a product and how to operate it, how to maintain it and service it, it can be a really long day. So that's where I just look to my faith and I ask Gabriel to please help motivate me to finish this project. Also, another little thing that I do is, if I'm really having a rough time trying to just motivate myself, I have a nice piece of citrine that I will bring into work and put it on my desk to just have a visual reminder that I'm not alone and I have a little angelic help. So again, if anybody wants to call in with a question, you would just have to press the number 1. The number to call is 646-478-3589. Okay, now let me start talking about St. Nicholas. So, the fame achieved by Roman Catholic St. Nicholas of Myra, and he died in 345 AD, has continued to grow since his imprisonment and subsequent death at the hands of the Roman Emperor Diocletian. The much-loved figure that we associate with Christmas holiday came to be known simply as Santa Claus. So Saint Nick, Saint Nicholas of Myra, is our Santa Claus. So, you know, it's very easy to separate fact from legend in this Saint Nicholas's story. It's not very difficult to do that. There's not a whole lot known in his personal life, and this is some information I got from encyclopedia.com, and also I have some information from the Catholic or Wikipedia.com. I couldn't get onto the Catholic website today, but maybe it'll be working another day for me. But as early as the 6th century, churches were being built in St. Nicholas's honor throughout Europe. By the Middle Ages, he had become the patron saint of both Greece and Russia. And slowly, you know, the devotion, you know, declined. I guess saints were like rock stars today. And, you know, usually if you don't make any music, people forget about you. So I guess with saints, it may have been if you didn't do any miracles in a while or eventually were martyred, there was the end of your career. And that's what pretty much most of these saints, you know, many of them were wealthy, like Saint Nicholas, and they were so quick to give up their wealth to help others. And that's, you know, the type of people they were and the miracles that they were capable of performing. You know, just, I'm sure just when people would think that they were broken and there was nothing more to do than just wait for death, here came the saint to get them out of the bad place. So the Netherlands was the only Protestant nation to maintain and embellish the legend of Nicholas. The Dutch kept his feast day of December 6th, which was yesterday, as the time to lavish presents on children who left their shoes out the night before. It was the Dutch who brought the custom of Santa Claus to the United States. By the middle of the 19th century, America had embraced the custom as the center around which all of Christmas revolved. So one of the things with St. Nicholas, he had a wealthy Christian family, and both his parents had passed, and he was left to be raised by an uncle who happened to be a bishop. So he grew up around the priesthood. So when he did decide to go that route, just numerous stories had started to surface about him. One story talks about a terrible famine that had hit his hometown. And there were sailors that came into the port, and he convinced them to leave a supply of wheat at the port. And the sailors were reluctant because it was for the emperor in Constantinople. And, you know, the boat was weighed and went before it left anchor at its point of origin, and it was stopping in his hometown. And the sailors were like, well, no, we can't give you any because we've been weighed, and if we get to Constantinople and we're short, we're in trouble. So St. Nicholas here, he promised them that they would not suffer any loss for their consideration. So the sailors agreed. And when the sailors arrived later in the capital, they made a surprising find. The weight of the load had not changed, although the wheat removed in Myra was enough for 2 full years and could even be used for sowing. So that's one of the miracles that he is known for. Another one was that as a young man, there were 2 young girls that were being forced into prostitution, and he gave them his inheritance so that they wouldn't have to be forced to be prostitutes. Another trait of St. Nicholas was also he was like a warrior for the just. You know, there were people that happened to be imprisoned unjustly, and he had asked that the emperor that they be released, and eventually he was martyred because of not being afraid to speak out to the, you know, the Roman emperor. And that, again, was December 6th, 343, the year 343 A.D., which he was the age of 73. So, of course, there's a lot of shrines and things in his honor. So what I did, if anyone wants to go to my Facebook Greetings by Roseanne, there you will find a couple pictures of St. Nicholas, and there's a prayer to St. Nicholas, and also there's a nice little blessing of oranges. And for me, oranges, the story of oranges at Christmas, in one respect, it's kind of funny because to me, but in another respect, it's kind of traditional. And what I'm talking about is both my parents were born in 1928 in the Depression, and back then my father would say that, you know, they would be lucky if they would get an orange for Christmas. And so that's when I saw the blessing of the orange, I certainly remembered that story. And, you know, in one sense, as kids, we used to laugh because, you know, our parents would say, you're lucky you don't get an orange like we did, because I guess they would get an orange, which citrus wasn't, you know, plentiful like it is today in December, because I'm in the north. It's cold up here now. And also, you know, they didn't have anything, so they weren't expecting to have, you know, trains and toys and, you know, big turkey dinners and things like that. So, you know, as a child, to get a box of hard candy and an orange from the priest was a huge treat for many. So I thought I would include the blessing of the oranges prayer. So if you want to go to my Facebook, it's Readings by Roseanne. Check it out. And don't be afraid to like my page, because I always appreciate getting new likes. So another interesting thing here that I want to talk about, besides Gabriel and Nick, is where I'm going to be yet this month. This month I'm going to be December 12th, which is this Saturday, And December 13th, which is Sunday, I'm going to be doing readings. The first place, December 12th, Saturday, I'll be at Inner Peace Health and Wellness Center in Hamburg, Hamburg, Pennsylvania. So if anyone knows where Cabela's is in the Hamburg, Reading area, I'm going to be at Inner Peace on, I do believe it's South 3rd Street in Hamburg. So that is going to be the Day of Wellness from 10 to about 3 o'clock. And then the next day, on Sunday, December 13th, I'm going to be at Inner Peace in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And that's going to be from about 10 o'clock to 6. I do have some people that are pre-booking readings right now. And if you want to have a reading with me in Wilkes-Barre or in Hamburg, you can, again, on my Readings by Roseanne page, just message me and we can set something up. Another exciting thing is a day of wellness at Stonehenge Gardens in South Tomasa, Pennsylvania. That will be from 10 to 5, but I will be leaving a little earlier, so I'll probably be there from 10 to 3, because that evening, and this you may want to write down, is a special broadcast of the Medium's View. Gloria Wyken is going to have all of the mediums involved in the radio show. So all the hosts, Lori with the meditation, Terry with signs, Danielle with the Indigo and Crystal Children show, and then myself with the Angel show, we're all certified mediums. And we are going to do a 2-hour, from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night, a 2-hour broadcast live, and we're going to be doing readings. So you don't want to miss out on that at all. So that's, again, December 20th, and the Medium's View here on Blog Talk from 8 to 10 o'clock. And then in January right now, I'm teaching psychic development and mediumship on Wednesday night from 7 to 9 o'clock at Stonehenge Gardens in Pomaqua, Pennsylvania. I also have an Archangel 101 Oracle card class at Inner Peace in Wilkes-Barre on January 23rd. I believe that starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. But then again, don't quote me because maybe I'm wrong. It's too far for me to think. But I know I'm definitely going to be there on January 23rd. And I'm going to be teaching the Archangel Oracle deck. So you're going to learn a lot of information about the Archangels. We're going to also learn how to do readings, how to prepare the cards for readings, and also, have a little practice on each other doing angel card readings. And this is my favorite deck because I certainly contribute the Archangels to helping raise my vibration so that I could become a medium and a strong medium at that as well. And thanks to Spirit and thanks to the Archangel deck. And there's also January 29th in Clark Summit. We haven't worked out the details. I'm either going to be doing a spirit gallery where I'm going to be bringing in spirit messages, or I'm going to be teaching a psychic development class. One of the psychic development classes we're talking about is doing meeting your guide. So, by the next show that I do, I'll definitely know what I'm doing that day. But In the meantime, again, you can always go to Readings by Roseanne on Facebook because I post things there. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm not sure if I'm having technical difficulty tonight. I don't know if my show has actually been recorded or if I'm just talking to myself, but you know, I at this point I don't have anybody calling in with any questions, and you know, I may decide to cut it short, but let me see, I still have 15 minutes. One of the things, like I said, I just did my Archangel, or not my Archangel, but my Angel 101 class. And Angel 101 class, one of the things that we go over are the nine choirs of the angels. And with the terrorism issue that's going on in this world, and this being an angel radio show, it doesn't hurt for you or all of us to ask or pray to the virtues, which is one of the choirs, or the principalities. And, you know, this, the virtues and the principalities, they deal with keeping the stars and the sun and the moon and the planets all working, you know, intact, as well as keeping peace and also keeping the government working together and functional as well. So, you know, I'm going to ask that everyone, you know, mention the virtues and the principalities to help heal the people on this earth and help heal the earth, the sun, the stars, the moon, all the planets, this galaxy, and it, because it's the only one we have. And we can't keep killing people and ruining our environment. So, you know, this usually is the time where we ask for peace on Earth, and it can't happen at a better time. Another little thing that you know, I want you all to keep in mind, you know, I'm sure somebody or many of you out there may have a friend that this Christmas is their first Christmas without a loved one, a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a brother, or a sister. So try to include them in to your celebration, or just take the time to call them and wish them Merry Christmas and see how they're doing. You know, I just had a friend that her son suddenly passed, and so I can't tell anyone more how important it is that we support anyone who's going to be alone this Christmas, or who is missing a loved one this Christmas. Even try to get them out of the house and come over to your place or something. You know, do whatever it takes, or to just make them feel better. And, you know, again, my message is always, we're not alone. You know, we always have the angels to help us. We always have whoever our ascendant master, you know, or deity, religious deity, to talk to. You know, the Holy Spirit, with me and my Catholic background, I have the saints as well as the angels. So we're never alone. And again, please, pray for peace. Pray for our government. Pray that goodness will overcome this evilness that is trying to rear its ugly head. You know, we have to have faith. The Bible does tell us that good always wins over evil. So just keep that in mind. And don't fear. You know, I'm not saying that we should be all in fear. But we do have something we can do, which is pray. And we, you know, we can ask Spirit or God to help right our wrongs. So with that, I'm going to end this broadcast a little early. I don't even know if I broadcast it. But I want to, you know, thank those that have listened, and I wish all of you a happy and a healthy new year. This is the time to start making your goals. When making your goals, it's as simple as answering three questions. Where am I today? Where do I want to be tomorrow? And how will I get there? And if you can answer those questions, you will be well on your way to goal. And, you know, if you haven't done a lot with the law of attraction, you know, just start with baby steps. Just start with one or two goals that you want to reach. And just, you know, keep that unwavering faith going. You know, try to see people through the eyes of love. Try to live your day in gratitude. Keep your words, your thoughts, and feelings positive. And do a lot of daydreaming about your goal. And don't be thinking what you can't achieve. You have to act as if you already achieved your goal. So, you know, if you work on any manifestations and you have some questions, again, contact me through Readings by Roseanne. And I'll gladly offer you some advice. So I'm going to sign off, and I want all of you to have a healthy and happy new year, and have a blessed Christmas.